This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Deliver, because we owe it to you, the listener. And somebody wanted to know two other football teams' greatest players of all time.
Oh, okay.
We have Rutgers.
The McCourty brothers went there.
Yep. You also have Ray Rice, Kenny Britt, and Brian Leonard.
Okay.
And then someone was asking about Cal, and of course,
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, those are, Tony Gonzalez.
Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, exactly.
Deshaun Jackson,
yeah, there you go.
Cal's got good ones.
Joe Ayoub.
Jared Goff.
Andre Carter.
Did you know Ron Rivera played there?
I did not know Ron Rivera played there.
Cam Scott Jordan.
Scott Fujita.
I played against Scott Fujita, who sneakily is one of probably the five best college players I ever played against. That son of a bitch.
He's a good player.
That guy was good.
Good little player.
He was long and rangy. He played a bunch of years in the NFL for, like, the Saints.
Okay, now to the man of increase, who has stolen our hearts.
He really has.
After all these years. You know, he steals crab legs, and now he's got our hearts.
Isn't it weird that that guy has become, like, Team Jesus?
Yeah. Well, he's always been Team Jesus. It's just...
Has he been Team Jesus?
Yeah.
I think so, but he hasn't acted the part.
He was accused of rape. He was.
Well, but that doesn't.
He stood on the table and did the rape.
Because no one whoever has followed Jesus has accused.
Right. Have you seen
rape.
What happens in the church?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, there's no correlation there. It's just, I think he's always been the Team Jesus guy. He just, we didn't know he was such a.
We didn't
such
know he was
a fun personality.
We didn't know he was a man of increase.
That's right. How about less Jason Kelce? More Jameis Winston.
I like where we're going. Jameis, the career's not going anywhere. Let's retire and become the new Jason Kelce of media.
It's a beautiful day.
Let's do that. I'm
okay,
ready
so it. Here is Jameis. Let's see. I got to find it. This was last night before the game. This is the one where you thought he was maybe high.
Oh, yeah. I'm not. I don't think. Dude, my man is on something. He's just staring off into halfway through the question, he just stares off into the distance. His eyes are always wide.
And he starts smiling.
Oh, yeah.
As if he came to an epiphany.
I know that feeling. I know that feeling.
You have said you don't become a Brown until you beat the Steelers. What will it take tonight?
The horse is prepared for battle, but victory comes from the Lord. So I'm dependent on the Lord.
Is that the message to the team?
Day by day, one play at a time. That's the message.
Weather conditions tonight. We're expecting winds up to 15 miles per hour in a wintry mix. How will that impact your ability to throw the ball?
I am so happy and grateful that the Lord has blessed me to play in some snow, to be in true football weather in Cleveland, Ohio at Huntington Bank Field today to get him the glory. It's a beautiful day.
Sure feels like you're playing in the AFC North.
It is. It's magical. Thank you.
And then it ended up being quite a game.
Yeah.
Browns won.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty of the NFL is, I mean, no one cares about the Browns. They're 2-9 or 2-8, 2-9. And yet it was, I couldn't take my eyes off of it.
No. And we all kind of thought the Steelers were coming off that big win over Baltimore, who at time we were thinking maybe is one of the two, three best teams in the NFL. And so you're like, man, you got to take Pittsburgh seriously. And maybe this is their division. And then they were not ready for a man of increase. They weren't.
Tough spot for them. But, you know, the snow, I love a good snow game. We need more snow games.
Yeah.
We need to put a stadium way up in northern Canada and make them play.
Well, they do have one in Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean, north. Let's keep going.
Keep going?
Keep going up.
Somewhere in Ontario.
And just send games.
Thunder Bay.
Every team has to play there at one point in the season.
Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you get them, some of them, like Minnesota's got the dome, but you get them in Green Bay. Obviously, you get them in Buffalo, Cleveland. You know, we got a handful, but a lot of the teams there, you know, they build domes. Aren't the Bills building a dome with their new stadium?
Ooh, they're building a new stadium. I don't know if it's a dome or not, though.
We talked about that, didn't we?
Yeah, because everyone wants a dome because then you can host
music concerts. I thought it was Chicago, though. I thought Buffalo was the one that said, no.
I hope so.
We're staying outside. I thought Chicago was maybe saying we're going to close it.
Yeah, Chicago was talking about a dome. I'll look and see. But it's because the dome makes sense because then, you can hold stuff there year-round. But it lacks a certain something when you're when you don't have to play in the
Well, do you want to hear famous Jameis?
Oh, you know I do.
After the game?
You know I do.
Man, you know, it really was amazing. Like, I was just praying on the sideline because that fourth quarter, it really was like, it was a whole paradigm shift. Like, we were playing so well offensively, and then bang, bang, back-to-back drives with turnovers, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, this is really an NFL's film moment. The snow starts pouring down. It starts getting, like, my feet started getting heavy because I'm squishing through the snow. And, man, it was so good, and it was so great to end up getting that win.
I just love him.
So he's going to, I think what he's doing is angling for a post-career in broadcasting.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, I'm going to call it right now. He's great, but we will be sick of him instantly. He will go the way of Robert Griffin. He will.
Yeah.
He's going to get hired and everybody's going to be like, oh, this guy's great. It was
it. It's a lot.
And then the next year they're going to be like, oh my God, can they take him off my television?
Please don't do this anymore.
I mean, we've already done that with like Romo.
Yeah.
RG3's already been fired.
Yeah. It does happen. Like the shtick wears off. That was like the beauty of Bill Walton is that he managed to keep it going. You know, some people didn't like him, but he was a unique guy that kept it going. But yeah, that style I could see wearing thin. But right now, dude, I am all about a man of increase. I just every time I hear that guy talk, and it's even better when you see him on video because the facial expression.
His eyes are so wide all the time. He's just like, he's wild-eyed.
I am convinced that he is just on psychedelic substances.
All the uppers?
All the time. That dude is just on, he is just ripping stuff left and right. It's just, he just looks off into space as he's talking. I love it. He's eating W's, and I'm upset that it took us this long to appreciate him.
Well, he stepped in it for a while there, right?
Yeah, but even back in the day, man, he's eating W's. We should have known when he was eating W's. Nom, 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 nom. We should have known that he was great.
Am I misremembering? Was there a rape thing with him?
Yeah.
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 That was the big thing in Tallahassee.
Yeah, there was we had the crab legs, and then he stood on the table and said right in the, you know.
F him right in the P.
Yeah, and then, there was a sexual assault allegation, and we don't know whatever, like, what happened
there. It just kind of went away.
But Florida State not handle it.
Yeah, I remember talking about all that. But that was around him.
That was around him.
Wow.
Yeah. It's
what a comeback.
Yeah. Yeah, someone's saying if it doesn't work out in broadcasting, you can go to a mega church. Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Dude, put that guy on like the 700 Club and you'll get some donations rolling in. Because that dude's going to talk about some Jesus and he'll get some money in there too.
Hey, I mentioned Jason Kelce. I've got a Jason Kelce note.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I don't hate him. Kelce. You do.
No, I don't. Yeah. I think he's great and he's a great personality. They're oversaturating us with Jason Kelce. There's a difference. There are people in the lexicon of sports that I really dislike, like Stephen A. Like I see his face, I turn it off.
Sure.
Kelce, I can consume. Yeah. I just think there's too much of him. Well, there's about to be more.
All right. When we come back,
we'll be right back on The Fan.